96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Janae's Uniform Center, RF Bank and Trust, and Raw Star Assurance.
And good afternoon and welcome back to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Pearly. How everybody doing today? Hump day, Wednesday. Ah, boy, it's good to be here with you guys. Good to be here today. It's really hot out there for real, but it's hot out there. And it's hot, and you come inside the air conditioning, you're still feeling hot for a while until your body temperature adjusts. So, I'm hot. But if you want to call in, and we call in, we can talk with some of the day, and some people can be mad at me, or some people can be glad with me. And I reached out, and before I even say what the subject is, I reached out to people that this would have, this conversation or this subject would affect, and they ain't calling me back, so they're going to get vexed. But if you want to call in, it'll be 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Our text line powered by BTC is 422-4796. We're going to hear from Shivago at the 3 o'clock hour. You know, he's got those, I call them high-flying high school kids traveling with him and a group of them in Atlanta visiting, corporate Atlanta. So we're going to speak to a couple more kids today and see what they've done today. They were at the airport yesterday. They had an opportunity to go out through the airport, and they were at one of the largest construction companies in the United States on Monday. So now we'll see what they have for us today at 3 o'clock. But what's happening in the Guardian? This knocked me off because, you know, I'm a big NCISS and Blacklister and TV like that. And I see the headlines today saying, sounding the alarm on fentanyl, Allen warns that dangerous opioid is here. Whew, that's scary. That boy's in crack. Bell admits no action taken against Chinese workers. Man, we talked about immigration yesterday, and people, I don't know, some people find my phone, but they were texting me and calling me and giving me, and they want, let's talk about it. I say, if it comes up and anybody calls and wants to talk about it, fine. We'll talk about it. We'll elaborate on it a little more. What's also in the paper, PM, EU blacklisting, indefensible, immoral. And that's something, I'm glad he was able to say that. That's something we've been dealing with for a while. They just mash us right up, beat us like conk. And Sweden seeks update from BPL on Eleuthero power woes. Yeah, they've been having, so Nord Anders, I understand, is back up Eleuthero having woes. This summer, Nassau too, Lower Chetan, it's hot, Kanyano, ooh boy. Business section, right back on what the PM said, EU blacklisting, indefensible and immoral. Davis urges European Union to take your economic feet off our necks. We have achieved higher compliance standards than all but one EU country. Bank account in Bahamas used as crypto scam. Cinec, luxury cruises and tours announces expansion to Bahamas. That's wonderful. Government wants Golden Yoke program auction by the end of the year. Wait, eggs prices, eggs gone down. But so I hope this works out, because you know, I like anybody like me, I like my omelets. Gas, Rubens 572, SO 570, Rubens 563. I am concerned about the headline. I am very concerned. The sounding the alarm on fentanyl. This is a dangerous drug. And if it's here, we need to get this. We need not ignore this. We need to deal with this a lot quicker than we dealt with the cocaine epidemic that hit us in the 80s. We need to jump on this quickly. We need to make sure this don't get into the wrong place. Because that fentanyl, that's not good. Trust me on that one, people. So This is a big concern to me today, and you know, and I think we should don't ignore this. Let's not ignore it. Oh, hey, buddy, just the tech. Don't forget the toll-free number. I am sorry, it's 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. How's that? That's good? So, I was sitting down last night trying to say, now, what are we going to do tomorrow? What are we going to talk about? Who are we going to talk about? Where are we going to go? That's some from the Heman song. And somebody, I saw something yesterday that's gone viral pretty much so. A clip from a newscast out of Jamaica where the United States wants to send their diplomat, the ambassador to Jamaica, or whatever they call it, and the person is in a same-sex marriage. Jamaican government did not answer them immediately. According to the news report, according to the clip, according to the news report, the government did not respond immediately. The Americans wrote back asking for an immediate response, and then they denied the request. Well, you know, when you do me something, I can get you back, I guess this was saying. So the Americans in, quote unquote, you know, you do fingers up, in retaliation, said that these three diplomats got to leave. I think one is the U.S. and the ambassador to the United States, consular general in Miami, and a third person. And this looked like this getting to be a little row. The Jamaicans say the reasoning behind them declining it is it's against the law. It's against the law for two men or two women to be married to each other. That's their law. Whether we agree with it, whether we like it or not, that's their law. That's the Bahamas law, I'm told. So my question is, if the Americans, and so you're hearing, stand up, yeah, stand up, and people are praising the Jamaican government for the stance they're taking. Now, you know if they send them there, they're going to want and go to other places. And what happens if the Americans send the ambassador to the Bahamas now? You know, they're building that big, beautiful embassy. What happens if they send ambassador there and it's the same-sex marriage and our lawyers say that's against the law? Now, let me full disclosure here. I don't care what you do. Like, I don't personally, don't care what your preferences are. Pearlie personally don't care how you live your life, because when Pearlie goes to the Pearlie Gates, he has to talk for himself to the Lord. So you have to talk for yourself. I can't fight for you, and you can't fight for me. So I'm not judging in that aspect. Just understand that. I'm very liberal mind thinking. I'm not judging that. While I'm not comfortable with people having the operation, I don't agree with it. That's my opinion. And I'm entitled to my opinion. But before I run on any longer, I have a first caller. So caller, you on there? Caller there? Well, I guess they're not there anymore. Mr. Producer, they gone, eh? I got them calling back. Good afternoon, sir. How are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear me? You got to listen to the phone, not the radio. Turn the radio down and put the phone to your ear.
Good day to you.
Good day, sir.
Bahamas and everybody else.
How you doing?
Yeah. This is a sensitive topic you're talking about.
That's why.
Especially the fentanyl thingy.
Yes.
I grew up in the U.S. where methamphetamines, they had everything. Ecstasy, mushrooms, they had everything from young. But luckily I was brought up in a constructed home. What didn't allow me to bow to prayer pressure.
Fair enough.
So I don't even take Panadol.
Understood.
Right? But, yes, there is a rampant problem on the street. All the kids are taking pills. marijuana down so long that they're now taking pills. I don't know if they say I can blame the kids, but they want to get smarter and try and use something that the cops what are trained ain't intelligent enough or educated enough to even know that they drug.
Fair enough.
Right?
Uh-huh.
For one. But, yeah, this thing about the U.S., the U.S. is the devil. And if you watch all the movies that are on TV right now, I know that may sound a little off the wall, right?
Yeah,
but imperialism is a serious thing, and yeah, the world has something against imperialism. And the U.S. has been doing a bunch of
I think we lost the caller. I can't let you say the U.S. is the devil. You have your opinion how you feel about a country, but I ain't gonna let you say that, I can't let you say that because I think some people in the States think some other places are the devil. So it's your opinion, but I don't want you to say that on radio, please. You know, you can say I don't like the U.S., you can say I don't like America, I don't like Europe, I don't like whatever, but I can't let you say that. I'm not gonna allow that. Sorry. When I do the show, I'm a little more guarded with stuff like that. So. If you want to call back, call you, feel free to, but you can't let you say that piece, okay? That's good? All right. But what he did say at the beginning in terms of the fentanyl and the fear of what's happening in drugs, we don't want a second episode of what we had in the 80s. And, you know, and there are very few families that was not affected by what went down in the 80s, you know. I lost one of my best friends in life, and who I knew from the seventh grade, and went all through St. Augustine's together, yes. And there were four of us who used to hang out together. One moved to the States with his family. His mother moved them to the States. I went off to college, and so two other of my friends were left behind. And they basically were like my parents' adopted sons. They came there and did the stuff that I would cut the grass, clean the yard, you know, fix up any little touch-up, anything to do. They helped. And when I got a call saying that both of them were hitting coke, I was like, no, I don't believe that. Every year I came home from school, they picked me up from the airport, and we hung out my first night. They didn't pick me up this one time. Didn't see them for days, and I passed by one of the houses, and they were there. And they were hitting coke. And it brought some tears to my eyes to see them because they tell me straight up, boy, if you ain't coming in your car, you certain other words. So that experience I had losing my best friend, because shortly after that, he came to me crying, asking for help. Literally cried like a bear, hold him in the mom, like you hold a baby and say, I need help. And I home from school for Christmas now. So I'm only home for week to 10 days, and I will hang out, see John Canoe party, and I'm going, hanging with him all day, trying to help him get sorted out, going out and like that. And left for school and said, bro, call me if you need me. And he called me one night I was out, I think, in the library. The next day, he was gone. He committed suicide because he couldn't handle the problem. So the experience I've had with that, and what I've seen with that and other friends I've lost and friends that I had so much respect for and see them would come and look for $2 and tease me because my parents were strict on me and all that. But I had that, like the caller said, I had that grounding that peer pressure wasn't getting to Pearly. No. But not only that, the peer pressure, the pride in myself. Because when I saw friends that were bigger than me and end up to nothing, I had a friend, I passed him at 7 o'clock, and one asked me, so I said, coming right back. I can bring you. I forgot. Literally, honestly. Got back 5 o'clock, and the brother was still standing there waiting on that $1 because he knew I was coming back. But fentanyl, opioids, far worse than that. We don't need that in this country. We coming back. We just now, in my opinion, probably recovering from that, the cocaine epidemic. We don't need another epidemic. You got another call on the line? Caller, you on the air.
Hello, I call to apologize.
No problem.
Jeez.
But you got to be careful. I understand.
Like hanging up on me.
No, it wasn't intentional like that. But let me say this. I do respect your opinion. Hear me now. Hear me, brother. I do respect your opinion. But I have to be careful on how we express opinions because it ain't just me and you talking.
Yeah, but you have to correct me if I step out of line. If you hang up, how could you get across?
And that is why I invited you to call back. That is why I invited you to call back.
Yeah, and then when I call back, your producer, keep hanging up on me.
Oh, no, okay. All right. I do apologize for that. But
yeah,
but you got to be very... My thing is, let's be very careful.
I would be cordial or diplomatic or however you call it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
All I was going to say is it concerns me because I think if the same thing that occurred in Jamaica occurred here, it would just be able to cut and clear and go on. I think they would promote it in the Bahamas. But I appreciate Jamaica for taking a stance. That's all I meant to say.
Fair enough. And I appreciate you calling back and able to express what you were saying.
Yeah, and I want to plead to my government to take stance like this. They're crying out for it.
Fair enough.
Okay?
Okay.
We don't want that in the Bahamas.
Okay.
If they want to open up, their tingham, okay, who is willing and able and want to do those type of things, welcome them to come to the U.S. if that's the case. But, like, we can't handle the fentanyl, and we can't handle that
either. Fair enough. Appreciate you.
In the Bahamas.
Fair enough.
As a small country.
Appreciate your opinion.
A young nation as ours.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, my brother.
That's all I want. That's my 5 cents.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Like I said earlier, I ain't judging what you do with your life. But if the laws of the Bahamas says one thing, then the laws of the Bahamas must be for all who are in the Bahamas. The laws of Jamaica, one thing. The laws of Jamaica should be all for the people who are in Jamaica. We have another call on the line. Call, are you there? Gotta be a little, sometimes I talk long, people, so be a little patient with me, okay? Let's be a little patient. I can always get to you. I can never not take your call. Call, are you on the air?
Thank you, Mr. Host, for taking the call. Thanks. How are you doing today?
God is good. God is good. He's good all the time.
Let me just ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
The caller did call back, and he said he apologized for what he said. The Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas allows for people to impart ideas and opinions without any interference from you or anybody else who is hosting the show.
I know that. I'm familiar with that.
So what did he do that is unconstitutional for you to say he couldn't say this, he couldn't say that?
I am very guarded and careful. Pardon? Hear me carefully. I am guarded and careful in how I describe people. I'm not going to call you a thief, and I don't know you're a thief.
No, you're breaking up.
I'm very guarded and careful in how I describe people. I want to be factual in what I say.
Let me hear me a second.
I'm not going to call you a thief because I don't know you to be a thief.
No. That's a whole different category.
No, it's not. You cannot tell me.
You're not even discussing that.
Yeah, but he made a statement that he called the United States a certain word, and I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
I heard the word very clearly.
Yes, sir.
Is it unconstitutional for him to use that description?
See, you're putting me to a legal test, and I'm not going to let you take me down that hole.
No, I'm not putting you to a legal test.
I'm not going to let you take me down. I'm going to allow you to have your opinion, and that's fine.
No. I'm asking you a constitutional question. Now, either you know it or you don't.
That's why I'm saying you're taking me down a legal hole that I am not completely familiar with, and I'm not going to make a statement if I cannot 100% say that is right with the Constitution. That exactly what you're telling me is that. I'm not going to do it. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm telling you I don't know it exactly. So I'm not going to go through that.
Let me express a view then.
Fair enough.
Can I do that?
Fair enough.
The Constitution, this is why you see people need to know what the Constitution says. Because constitutional rights of citizens are being violated on the radio every living day. I listened to a lot of the talk shows. While I have no problem with people expressing their view, even if they're not constitutionally sound, they talk a lot of different things. But this particular call that came and prompted me to call.
Fair enough.
When it says clearly in the document to impart ideas and opinions without interference. The ideas and opinions don't have to be right. They could be dead wrong. But the Constitution allows for people to express them. You're not talking about character assassination. You're not talking about calling anyone an ill name. That's a whole different horse of a different color.
So the description that he put of the United States was not an ill name?
Pardon?
The description he gave the United States was not an ill name? That's what you're telling me?
No, what I'm saying to you is it's an opinion. It's an idea that he's expressing.
But I can describe you as something as an idea that I'm expressing as well. Does that make it correct? Does it make it right? Does that impede, does that hurt your reputation?
It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. That's not the issue.
So if I get on air on this radio station and I give an opinion of you and call your name and say you're this and you're that as my opinion, hurt you as a person, your reputation, your name and all that, and that's fine? Isn't there something in this law called slander and libel?
No, you're breaking up.
Isn't there something in the law that is called slander and libel?
No. See, we're not talking about slander or libel.
No, I understand what you're saying. And the argument you're having with me is not an argument I can have with you. And not to be rude, not to be dismissive.
No, you've got to be rude.
Not to be dismissive.
I'm not even worried about whether you're rude or not.
No, but I'm gonna say that. Not to be rude or dismissive. But it's not something I can have an argument with you because I cannot defend it to the level that you may be able to defend it with me.
You don't know your constitution.
Not as well as you do, sir. Not as well as you do. No,
but
sir.
But if you don't know it, then fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
If you were to say to me, I do not know what the Constitution says. That's a different kettle of
fish. I basically said that to you.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
But thank you very much.
Not, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We have another call. You have another call on the line. Call, are you there?
Good evening. I'm Pearlie.
Hey, Sparky, what you saying?
You know, all respect to the right honorable prophet, professor. I've tried to tell people a long time ago, his opinion is only his opinion.
Fair enough.
And every time he come on there, he voices his opinion from the Christian point of view. But nobody, not everybody around here is a Christian.
Okay.
And we have the right to have our point of view, too. And he always talking about the Constitution. But the Constitution was written, or whatever it was, by a group of men back then. According to the way they were brought up by their mothers and fathers, and the colonial masters that they had. And they decided that that's what they wanted to pass down to us.
Fair enough.
But as we went to school, like they always said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, and when I became a man, I speak as a man now. I have the right to change my opinion. I grew up, I'm 72 years old now.
If you tell me your age one more time, Sparky,
I know you'll cut me. But I've been on that altar, St. George's and St. Matthew's for my children. And if I tell you some of the things I used to see them bishops and them doggone priests used to do in the back room and what is called a vestry, before they go out in the altar, the dual swipe label and the cigarettes they used to smoke. But what I'm saying is... This thing where they pass down to us, some of us have different opinions now.
Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but all I want you to do, I work for The Guardian, right?
Yeah.
And Guardian Radio ain't interested in people sharing false, fake, or foolish views. I cannot allow that. I'm not saying you now. I'm saying I'm not going to allow that, all right? That we're not interested in that, and that's basically signed for management. But that's my view as well. I'm not going to allow that. So
But the bottom line is...
You ain't going to put me in a position where later on somebody may call me and say, you got to come sit down in the courtroom and talk about this or this happened.
The point is, what I'm saying is now we just celebrated 50 years anniversary. We just celebrated 50 years of that party and everything. But that was one of the most beautiful celebrations I ever saw in the world.
We as the Bahamians know how to celebrate.
We know how to party. We know how to junkanoo.
We know how to do it.
We know how to calypso.
Correct.
We know how to dance on Bay Street.
You're very right.
We know how to do fireworks.
Yes, we do.
We know how to do that.
Yes, we do.
Now we got to move forward.
Yes, we do.
And the point is, are we moving forward for the betterment of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and the Bahamian people, or are we moving forward for the few elites who always had everything, who still got everything, who went on to all the balls and the parties with all the tuxedos and everything? And me and you never was invited to nothing. We never was invited to government house.
No, I wasn't.
We never was invited to the balls.
That's fine.
We just saw all the videos of them partying and traveling and having fun.
That's fine with me.
And they bringing in all kind of people from all over the world. They had a big party that me, you, our children and grandchildren, we got to pay for that party.
Understood.
You understand that?
We got to pay for the party they had.
Uh-huh. Now how do we move forward for us when we can't even afford to go out there and buy a piece of property?
But what we paying for, do we know what was spent?
See, that's another thing. We don't even know yet. We wouldn't know until the next government come in, when they do the next budget, what they spent on that party.
But
the problem is,
shouldn't you ask that? No,
yeah, we asking that every day. The problem, what I'm saying is, I'm poorly.
Uh-huh.
Can my daughter buy a piece of property in this country? But the foreigner could come in there and they could give him 10, 20 acres of land to build a hotel with all the concessions and everything. But my children can't buy a piece of property. We always waiting every 5 years.
You can't say your children can't buy a piece. Maybe they cannot buy, how to put this now? They could buy a piece of property, maybe they may not be able to afford certain properties, correct?
What is certain properties?
Depends on where you want to be out these.
We notice our leaders got Satan property.
Sparky.
Hold on. Our leaders got Satan property. Now, you can maybe buy a piece of property down in Mason Sedition, but the Chinese come in there and you can buy that and put up a bar, restaurant, and everything
Let me ask you this question. So you want... You have this right. Okay, I hear you.
Every corner you go to in the Grove now, there's a Chinese restaurant and bar. Right or wrong?
We talked about this yesterday, you know.
But I right or wrong?
Yeah, but I ain't running you, but I can't talk about this every day because I hear you and I agree with you yesterday.
But they say if you stop talking, people can forget it. You got to keep pounding it into them. There are children can buy property.
So listen, I got a texter coming to me saying, no foreigner has been given land to build a hotel. And no foreigner has been given land. They either bought it or they leased it from the government.
Oh, they can afford to buy it, eh?
They can afford to buy it, but they ain't got it. They ain't buy it. Some of the private property they bought.
Yeah.
Some of the private property they bought, others that it was Crown land or government land, they leased. But they can't get it when they go.
Okay,
go ahead. Ask me the question. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question before you go.
Uh-huh.
How much Bahamians could afford to buy that kind of land on Cable Beach to put up a hotel?
Yeah, but see,
how much Bahamians could do it?
Maybe we don't have some. Sure, I don't know that. But they give
the number boys, number rocket. Now they make them.
Sparky. I guess what Sparky trying to tell me is we shouldn't get investors. We shouldn't have people come and invest in the country that would provide jobs, that would provide a stable economy for us. We got to have stuff like that to come in. It isn't like we got all them natural resources that would bring in billions and billions and billions. We have to find the balance. Call you on there.
How are you doing?
Oh, Lord of mercy. I guess the novelty of the fun of having the talk show walk off after 2 days, because it's a challenge today, but I'm loving it. It's fine. I'm good. How you doing, my brother?
Just take it one day at a time, my brother.
Amen.
One day at a time.
Amen.
I think what Sparky really was trying to point out
is
simply this. You know, it seems as if we give everything away, and I'm saying it away, okay? We give everything away, or let's say we give an easier path to persons to occupy land where they could do their businesses and everything.
Okay.
We have lots of persons who have been, for instance, seeing that he touched on the hotel sector. We have many persons whose career path has been in the hospitality/hotel sector.
Yes.
We have many properties here in Nassau that would have either been abandoned and so on and so forth. Why haven't the let's say in this particular case, the government, seeing that the average Bahamian has been employed in the hospitality slash hotel sector.
Yeah.
But a lot of these properties that have been closed invested into these properties, get them open, and then redeploy our talent pool.
So you're saying the government should get into the hotel, back into the hotel business?
Well, let's put it like this. Well, to be honest, the average Bahamian can hardly afford.
It ain't work the first time. What make you think you can work the second time?
No. That's not true. I've been in the hotel industry for the past 34 years.
I'm not saying the hotel industry is not working. The hotel industry has been good to the Bahamas. I'm saying government in the business has not worked.
You tend
to differ?
Well, government in the business primarily, let's put it like this. I mean, like I said, I've had the opportunity when the Hotel Corporation of the Bahamas has owned 3 hotels in the Cable Beach Strip.
Yeah, and we had to get rid of them quick, right?
And no, they didn't necessarily have to do it. Basically, what needed to be done was to put proper management in place.
Okay.
Managing companies in place where they would take care of the day-to-day operation. And the Bahamas government received their dividends based upon the investment made into the hotel.
Well, I hear you, you know. I'm familiar with it as well, you know. I always tell people I did not work in a hotel, but I grew up in the hotel industry because I had family members and all that. And I remember that same Malia Hotel right now was run by a Bahamian company, wasn't it?
No.
The Myers Company. I mean, Bahamian registered company, the Myers Group.
The Myers Group ran it for a while, and Mr. Myers did exceptionally well with that property.
Call. I don't want to cut you off, and I do appreciate it, but I got a couple other callers, and I got to take a break. So I'm going to take this call, and then I'm going to take a break right after this next caller. Thank you so much for your call. Caller, you on the air.
Hey. Pearly.
Yes, sir.
This the blind one, Papa.
Hey, Papa.
Freeport come before you say. Freeport get all the gold in the Bahama Games.
They got the most golds in the Bahama Games. New Providence got the most medals.
So they tie? Congratulations.
Yeah, see, it depends how you look at it. If you look at it, it depends on how they judge it. If you judge it who win the most golds, then Grand Bahama won the Bahama Games. If you judge it by who got the most medals, then New Providence won the Bahama Games. But I think the most important thing is who won the most golds.
Yeah, that's how we do it with Carifta and the Olympics, right?
Yes.
So Freeport come first. Congratulations to my Freeport.
And they bragging, and I blame them.
Yeah, that's very born. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm wondering if I get the right time or whatever. No more Chicago.
He just off the man. Only a couple of days. Fellas got to take a little break, you know. Okay, he's traveling. He's traveling with some high school kids in Atlanta, Georgia, and they're visiting corporate Atlanta. Yeah. So he just asked me to hold on a couple of days for him.
You're doing a good job, Pearly.
Thanks, Papa. We got to talk again soon.
Naughty still coming on?
4 o'clock, yes.
And then you're coming on 5.
I might just talk a little bit of sports. My daughter just went last night, so I want to brag a little bit.
Good job with the sports talk, too. But you could handle this part, too.
Thank you very much.
I understand the people saying, but the Constitution and everything, right?
Uh-huh.
But what I learned over the years, the Constitution gave us some rights and we could say some things and stuff. But these people, radio station and they television station, I don't know if the word is privilege or what, but we can't do what we want to do, what the Constitution allows us to do.
Yeah, but you got no. The radio station is very careful. You have to, and the radio newspapers have to understand there's laws called slander and libel. So you have to be very careful that whatever you say is factual.
Yeah.
And some people could quote the Constitution. I'm not a constitutional lawyer, so I could get in an argument with somebody.
We need to learn that, though, Pearly.
Yeah, and maybe we should, but when I don't know it, you ain't gonna put me in a position where I can go ask myself. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I got to run, Papa.
I had to do what I had to do.
Amen,
Even if I had to disagree and I feel like the people should say, no, that's a job you're doing right there.
Exactly.
I wish Naughty Gabriel, Brenda, that lady back on again.
Which lady?
What's your name? Brittany Harris.
I will ask him, okay?
I hear everybody asking for her to come back on. I don't know if they...
I'll ask him about it when I talk to him later. Fair enough?
Keep up the good work, please.
Thanks so much.
All right.
Okay, I need to take a break, but I got to take this one call, and then we can... Call you got to be real quick, because I got to take a break. The producer cussing me, he done threw me 3 finger. So please, just be quick, Kimmy. Can I help you call her? Are you there? But when we come back, I'll read these texts I've gotten in, but we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about this. Whoa! Good day.
Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm.
Being an investor has its benefits. like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Are you dreaming of the perfect summer getaway? Apply for a debt consolidation or personal loan to win an airline ticket to Paris, Miami, or New York. Win up to $2,500 in cash and more. For details, call 356-7764 for Nassau, 602-6811 for Freeport, 823-4374 for Abaco.
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
And
everybody.
We're back. Boy, I get my blows today. Let me read some of these texts. While Mr. Thompson is correct about the right of personal expression, the Constitution do not give you a right to do so on a private radio station. The station has constitutional rights to protect itself. Thank you. I was trying to say it like that, you know. That's exactly what I was trying to say. Good afternoon. I look at it like it's Jamaica law that respect that. Also, no one can go into the United States and break their laws. We need to have a mutual respect for each other's countries and respect Jamaica's stance on this matter. We're going to take the call in 1 second. That's all I'm going to call up. Callers need to understand that they are not constitutional rights of calling on into a radio station. Freedom of speech doesn't imply that a talk show host has to allow a caller to speak. Additionally, every right is attached to responsibilities. One of these responsibilities is the context of broadcasting, is to refrain from defaming other persons. Talk show callers need to appreciate such boundaries. Yes, of course, I agree. Mr. Thompson, what is he a professor of? Where did he get his degree, and in what fields? Government lost money on every hotel they owned. The hotel corporation lost a fortune. Hey, buddy, don't forget. Okay. How many of those hotels that the government operated was a success? My brother, every one of them ended up being sold. Come on, man. Wake up. How many Bahamas you know tried to get into the whole Bahamas, you know, tried to get into the business? I don't want to say, but I think it was they tried when Breezes, before Breezes got, I think that was a try to get the unions. Don't quote me on that. Okay, then how can they own or lease public beaches when the Constitution denied the very thought of it? Cabbage Beach is in disarray due to deny the natives access for years. 30 of my years to be accurate. Good afternoon again, sir. I ask, do you know if it is legal or illegal for the cruise port to have the fence blocking the sidewalks downtown? I'm going to ask that question. I do not know. I will find out. Call you on the air.
Hey, Thompson Jr., better known as Freddie. How you doing today?
Hey, my brother. What's happening? You like call my full government. You know, I ain't talking one gal. I keep telling you that, man.
Well, you on him a little better. You know, Sparky and all the Jeffy, they're my boys. Uh-huh. We've been in a talk show for 45 plus years. I was guest on many, many shows. Let me see if I can educate my Bimi people. You see, Bimi people, nobody owes nothing. Government's job, I told them, FMN, PLP, they get this country. I was say them, we mess with them. You know, they ain't meant nothing. See, my children born on the island of New Providence, you know.
Uh-huh.
They can't afford to buy land. My grandchildren can't afford to buy land in New Providence. That's wrong. That's wrong, man. See, in other countries, this country would have been under fire. See, you all told me, Cabot Beach is a joke. Plenty people never been on old Fort Bay. That's a fort, you know. Why that place block up? Being able to have access to that beach. See, these conditions. See, Earl, let me tell you one thing, my brother.
Uh-huh.
Children is there by hanging on our book. We can hang these people, you know. The only child, be it boy or girl, we need to set an example in this country. They pass on all kind of laws, gain one side of people 15, 20 years, I'm right. Uh-huh. That's wrong. How many water companies in this company, in this country, Earl?
Water and sewage corporation. You mean like the water and sewage corporation?
Who sell water?
We have plenty of them.
Okay, so why we can't do the same thing with anything else? Why we can't have a law? I drive up something a couple of years ago. Law, I give it to any member of parliament for the law, you know. I had the money, I had this thing earmarked.
Uh-huh.
$250 million for youth sports and culture. That I ain't getting in the consolidated fund. $250 million to put on, I mean, go in NHI. Don't care what kind of service you got, the money to deal with it. $250 million go to put on the debt.
Uh-huh.
And $250 million go with the development of our island.
So you telling me we gambling $1 billion a year?
It may be more. That's only what I wrote at the time. Now, don't get now. They said we had $7 million to his team this year or last year.
So
American people like to gamble.
Yeah, but they don't gamble in island games and places here. Yeah, they gamble in the casinos.
See, that's the dumbest they're dealing with.
So you're trying to say we should open up our...
Open up everything, man. Open up everything. Have the lotto. Let them number boys them compete. I want to know to the lotto. I mean, the number boys, you know, not that I just hate them. I would just for the lotto. Let me tell you why. I was poor in Davis and them people begging the jugs. All the art of acting like basketball players are begging.
The way you say for drugs, it sounds kind of funny. For supplements and things they need to take for the bodies, yes.
Yeah, I made a mistake, right? I'm begging, and the Bahamas will have more money in Jamaica. These people paying the athletes, paying the coaches, you know. We just got a bunch of haters. See the Moses School people? Boy, I don't listen to the word they say. And when I say Moses School, anybody who over the age of 75, I was
wondering if you consider me in the Moses School. I in the Joshua crew then.
Yeah, you Joshua. Okay. You're all in the future's country. But in case we wouldn't get no blessings, tell me, vote them, all of them who 75, vote them out. Don't give them no pension. Some can treat for a pension. Double, triple, to buy money. That's wrong.
I hear you.
I sure can't buy land. You know what I mean?
I had a conversation with somebody earlier today. We talked about the same thing. And I can let you go because I got another caller coming in. And then I, okay, and then I can say what
be
I have
good,
to
man.
Say. Thank you for calling, brother. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, man.
Caller, next caller. You on there, caller? Come on. What do you have to say? Hola, ¿cómo estás? Are you there? I guess not. Now, I had a talk with somebody today, based on what my brother here is saying. And we came down to it that Nassau crowded. And it came down to saying that the same things that we're doing here and the price of property is going because everybody won't crowd up in Nassau and all us getting pushed in the middle. We need to look at one island and say, let's get that island. And then move to the next island, let's get that island. And put the same thing. See, I like certain things. So let's try put those same things in these islands and try develop Andres, develop Exuma. But we keep talking about that and it never ever happens. Call you on the air.
Good day.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Super. I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you very much.
Listen, people like to say that we sit back and allow the governments, the FNM and the PLP government to jack up this country. I don't see it that way.
Okay.
I see it as we jack up this country. Because when someone does wrong in a particular government, instead of them, their supporters showing them that, listen, this is not right. We're not going to support you because of this and that. They don't, you know what I say? Oh, the other one did it, so that ain't no big. No, you're wrong. You should never be a color. You should never be yellow, red, black, or no color. You should be bohemian first, second, third, and last. You should always look for what is best for your country and your community. We know that our children can hardly afford a decent piece of property in this town. That's why I send mine to the island to buy a piece there. However, you think anybody's going to say anything about it? No, because when they meet with these persons in power, they tend to look out for themselves. They don't say, listen, we need to do this. Look how long it was, long they were calling. They had, I mean, it was sad to hear because I really giggled when I heard it when Frankie Wilson even called for land reform. That was a good giggle for me.
But I hear you saying, and I was trying not to say this because I don't want to think I'm being biased, but didn't the former government had a plan to get property for Bahamians in certain areas and even affordable property out west and stuff like that, and it gone by the way when the government changed? Didn't that happen?
Yeah, of course it did, because the person who is now there made the statement that her thing is to be the MP that builds the most home in her term, whatever that may be.
And she's not looking. Uh-huh.
She's not looking to help Bahamians. She's looking to help herself. She's trying to build a legacy.
But she's putting some single mothers in homes. I mean, they gave out 18 houses the other day.
18? Hello? You said 18?
I think I heard 18. I could be wrong.
18,
eight. I hear your point. I got another caller. Thank you for calling. Caller, you're on the air. Are you there, caller? You got to be a little patient with me. You know, I run my mouth a little while. So if you're calling and I don't, just hold on. I come and tell you, you know. I ain't get this here. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Yes. Sorry. I never call a station two or three times in one day.
Okay.
I'm enjoying your dialogue.
Thank you very much.
Foremost.
Thank you very much.
Those last two customers, I'm also in love with them. I love their sentiment.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but...
Uh-huh. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there?
Let me continue to listen.
Okay.
Because I had one or two pointers, but then I had to move away from my radio for a second.
Okay.
I'm not on point, but I listened to the lady for half of what she was saying.
Yes, sir.
And it's true. We do mess up our own country. And what that gentleman was saying, I concur with him 100%. But I just want to give kudos out to them. Let me just put it like that.
Thank you for
calling. Cut it short. If I have a point, I'll call back.
Fair enough. All right. To touch base on him, and he called it, and the lady said that we mess up our own country. And I don't know if we can say it exactly, but I understand what they're trying to say. And I am an advocate of saying we need to stop relying on the government to do everything for us. We need to stop relying on the government to do. We have to, and I said it, I think I said it before, like John Kennedy said, not what our country can do for us, what we can do for our country, not what our government can do for us, what we can also help to do, make our government better. And holding them accountable to some stuff that they're supposed to do that makes us better as a country. So we can't just, the government ain't do that, the government got to do this. No, some things we got to do. And maybe the government will be ashamed and do it too. Call you on there. So, hello, are you there, caller?
Yeah, I tell you, I got off track of what I wanted to say, but everybody jumped on me.
Okay.
Then I made a mistake about pointing out, calling a certain name or country, right?
Uh-huh.
And they spoke about the Constitution.
Yes,
but
sir.
I wanted to ask all those callers that called in, and everybody would jump on me, about what the Constitution says about the French being able to gain citizenship in our country. And all these things, and about the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and then the Constitution it states that we're not supposed to be poor. We're not supposed to be needing for nothing. But then they jump on me and they want to fight me down because I made a mistake, and they could tell me all about the Constitution and the diplomacy, respect in different countries, but nobody is speaking out on the fact that we are not even supposed to be poor in our own countries, and all foreigners have it better than us. Even the said that live in a shanty town, all of them.
All right. I hear you, brother. I understand your point, I understand your point, but I hear you. But we're going to take our break right now. news. When we come back, we'll talk a little more about this. And we'll have Chivago come on the show. There's one last text. Pearly, you need a show, man. Doing an excellent job. Thank you very much. I'll see you after the top of the hour.
Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music? And the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what are we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Served with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good
for you. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
And we're back to Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Remind on the phone call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free line 242-300-5720. And the text line powered by BTC 4224796. But you interrupted me up a little bit in the last hour. But that's fine. I'm learning. Text, so we got Chivago on the line. That's before you bring him on. Let's read this last text. Hi, Pearly. I'm your number one fan. You're doing an excellent job. Keep it up. Bahamians really need to stop complaining and do some research as to why other people do better than some of them. Persons making less money than some are doing good. It's called ambition. I agree it is hard, but they need to do some soul searching. I know people who do not make much and accomplish a lot. Thank you, Texter. Brother Lang.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you?
How do young people say it? How it go? I'm good.
How it go? It going fast. I'm furious.
Boy, I get more blows in that voice hour.
You've been taking blows. What you been talking about?
we talked about two things. We talked about Dr. Allen's comment on fentanyl.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then we talked about this video that's going viral where Jamaica has refused a U.S. diplomat, same-sex spouse, to be given. And then the Americans retaliated by telling that the U.S. ambassador to the United States, consular general to Miami, and another diplomat has to leave as soon as their contracts end. Wow. So I said, wow. I asked if that's the law of the Bahamas, what you think here? And so some guy got up and called United States a different word, the other word. And I told him, you can't do that, right? And this is when he comes, you don't know the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the Bahamas. Constitution, and they start running on. I said, listen, I'm not going to get an argument with you, but the Constitution, I am not a constitutional lawyer. So you ain't going to take me down right. That hole. I said, I work for a radio station that we have to look at. There are certain laws and certain rules, like called libel and slander, so you got to be careful.
Right.
I said, I can't call. If I call you a thief, I said, I might give you my opinion. I think you use the thief and I ruin your rep. That's the same thing. So we just had a little rap, but that's fine. That's all right.
Yeah, that's the debate, the dialogue. That's how it go.
I'm a rookie. I'm a rookie, so I got to learn.
No, ain't nothing rookie, but that's how it go. Some days are good, some days are not so good.
Yeah, but it's a learning, it's a teachable it's moment.
Yes, indeed.
So what's happening? Where you at today?
Well, today we went to the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta. They were able to get a little bit of a money history and see $2.5 million stock dollars behind a glass thingum. And all of them walked out of the Federal Reserve Bank with $10,000, U.S. dollars. I'm dead serious.
You serious?
As a heart attack.
Real money.
It's real money.
They can go buy
$10,000. No, the problem is it's shredded. and if you can put it together, you can send it. But it's actually $10,000.
Okay. Listen,
I have it in my pocket right now. I'll show you when we come.
I got some fellas in Chip and I will sit down and try to put that together for you, you know.
But some of these kids have said they're gonna sit down and put it together. They told us that ever since they did it, nobody's been able to do it yet.
Okay. That's interesting.
But it is actually $10,000.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
And then they went to the new Black Wall Street. As you may know, there used to be way back in the 50s, 60s, a Black Wall Street, as they call it, where very many wealthy Black Americans used to do bad business. But the thing, of course, in that racist era was burnt down.
Yes, I remember.
Well,
that.
A billionaire by the name who owns Allen Enterprises, Mr. Allen, who has a significant connections to the Bahamas, actually, he has started an effort to help Black entrepreneurs through something called the New Black Wall Street.
Okay.
And so we went down there, went into the market where a lot of these entrepreneurs are trying to start up their businesses, etc. And we went to an eatery. To a place where on the side of the eatery, they actually had corn fritters.
Wow, real coconut?
They were advertising corn fritters, but they weren't open at the time.
Okay. Because you got to go back and taste them and see if they got real corn fritters.
Yeah, we got to go and see what time it is. But we were able to go and see where Mr. Allen and his team trains young leaders, actually. I mean, I'm talking about the kind of training where they go and stay in a private resort. They learn etiquette and all these kinds of things as to what you should or should not do when you are entertaining people in meetings, business meetings, and so forth.
Wow!
And I mean, it's they get to have interactions with millionaires and billionaires who come in to speak to them and give them guidance and advice about business and so forth. And he has a place where they film quite a number of movies. Ludacris, in fact, just did a movie at this place. We went there. And it's the place where they film Greenleaf.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was pretty much what we did today. And now we're headed to Georgia Tech University.
Wonderful. I have a cousin who played football for Georgia Tech back in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah, Georgia Tech, they are doing wondrous things at Georgia Tech.
Yes.
And I was amazed to find a young fellow there who they thought had invented a form of energy creation that they thought could be the next wave of energy. But he was just working on the model at the time.
Okay.
When we were there last.
Okay.
And one of the things I like about Georgia Tech University is when we were there last time, they had about $1 billion worth of contracts that they were doing.
Wow.
And they try to draw on people in their communities to work on those contracts.
Okay.
But found out that lots of males were not applying. And guess what they discovered?
What was that?
They discovered that on the application forms they had, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And because a number of the guys had been, they weren't applying, and they didn't want that to be their policy, so they removed that off the application and form.
That has hurt a lot of young men over there as well as here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And so now they don't do it.
Wonderful.
And so now they've found their employment in the community is up, and they have not had any challenges since doing it.
If you pay your dues, you pay your dues to the crime you did, you should be given a chance to make something of yourself. So I'm very excited about that. That's wonderful.
That's their philosophy for sure.
Super.
Yeah, I'm talking to you today because we're actually on our way to Georgia Tech, and we are in several vehicles, and all of these young people in this vehicle have spoken to you before.
Okay, I was so excited, but looking for talking to some more young kids today, but hopefully...
But this crew tell me, man, I say, we are veterans at David and Dura.
And they all did very well.
One of them was Bishop Simeon Hall's grandson.
Oh, wonderful.
And so he was telling the story about his grandson.
Okay, wonderful. Their friend.
Yeah. So we still have a number of things to do tomorrow and what have you. So hopefully...
So you're there until the weekend?
Yeah, we leave on Friday, actually, for Fort Lauderdale, and then they fly over to Fort Lauderdale on Saturday.
So how was that drive? You drove from Fort Lauderdale to Atlanta?
Well, I don't want to tell on the nation's airline, but we had a good flight. Everything went well coming out of Nassau.
Okay.
Well, most things went well. But then the Freeport crew, who was supposed to leave around 10-something, didn't leave until 6 p.m.
Oh, boy.
And so waiting on them as we did, but having to leave them so that they could catch us up, we ended up, we arrived on that drive 4 a.m. in the morning.
Okay.
And they had to drive all night. So it was a long drive. Thank God we made it.
Okay.
But, you know, all is well otherwise.
You know, we as Bahamians, we ain't used to that, but Americans do that all the time. I drove from Minneapolis, Minnesota to Washington, D.C., me and four friends from college, four Bahamians. So and we need to, Bahamians need to sometimes experience that. So I'm sure those kids will take that as a wonderful experience, and understand when you have to drive from downtown to Clifton, it ain't that long a drive, or from Freeport to West End, it ain't that long a drive.
And we do this every year.
Yes,
we do this every year. That drive, so it is a part of the adventure, and so. We were good. It's just we don't typically have to do it. Them kind of hours in the morning.
No, I know. It's an experience, though. So the kids are really taking something away from this.
We believe so.
Okay. It's just a pity I couldn't talk to any other ones, but I look forward to talking to them tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. Okay. All right. Take care, man.
All right, drive safe. Follow the speed laws. 55 miles an hour. No more than 65 where they allow you to do that. Okay.
Yeah. We can work that out if you think so.
I'm just trying to be polite on the radio.
I understand. Thank you, man. We'll be in touch.
All right. Be safe. Nice hair talking to you. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's very interesting. You know, I got to say something about Carson Rao. Sparky called. Some others call and say, we cannot buy land in New Providence. Now, how do I want to put this? And maybe we can say some of us cannot buy land in New Providence. And some of the texters alluded to it in terms that, you know, some make less money. Some, you know, so you have some kids, some young people who are doctors, lawyers, who probably can afford it. Then the some who hotel workers or works out of place cannot afford it. So that I when you put the argument that nobody can find land in New Providence is not 100% correct. We may not be able. So I don't think that I would. We'd want to. Sometimes you would want. I try to be very correct here, you know. Because it's out west, the property value would be a little more. But you don't want, because the property value is a little more, you would attract a different person. Different elk of person, a different person of different economic status. Let's put it that way. So if I want to build me a nice four-bedroom house with a pool and all that stuff, because I can afford that. You mad at me because maybe my brethren down the road can't afford that. He may have to go somewhere else. I want people to understand what I'm trying to say, because I ain't trying to be insensitive to anybody or not looking at how people, you know, their lot on life. So with certain things comes certain privileges. I like to say with rank comes privileges. And that has to be a true statement. Or if I spend $100,000, $200,000 to get a college degree, I should be able to do a little, get something a little more luxurious to what I would want, because I sacrifice for that in terms of economically studying, going through a lot. But I still firmly believe that we have to find a way to develop our family islands more. And somebody got to take the chance, and we got, because, see, when I go to certain islands, I got to carry Kentucky. I got to carry KFC. I got to carry what they call dirties. When I go to Florida, my best friend want me to bring Kong salad. So people who live on the island, because the economic advantages or the economic breaks or the jobs are not there, would come to Nassau because everything happened in Nassau. So I firmly believe that we should look and say, let's take Nicholstown and we can make Nicholstown the next Nassau. And we can put a Royal Bank and we can put offshore banks and we can put all these things in there. But if you want them to do it, certain things got to be in place. BPL, you got to work right. You got to have fast internet service. You got to have all these things in order to build that city. And then some people got to take a chance. Some people going to lose money taking that chance, but you take a chance to build that city. Call you on there.
Hello, Purdy.
So?
Bucky had to call back.
All right.
Somebody called me a little while ago and said, Bucky, they talking about you on the radio, and I was passionate.
No, Purdy,
listen to me.
I brought up what you talked about not being able to afford land in New Providence.
I am passionate because I'm a 72-year-old man.
And I tell you, don't tell me your age again. I know your age.
Yeah, but I want everybody to know. I was 22 years standing under the grape tree on the north side of Clifford Park when that flag went up for the first time. I was told by Mr. Pillman that we was headed to the first world. I was told by Mr. Pillman that if we don't go and fight for our land, we don't deserve to have it.
Okay.
I was told by Mr. Loftus Roker that if we don't stop the import of legalism in this country, we could be overthrown by them.
Okay.
We were told by that a long time ago when I was a 22-year-old man. All and right. Every prime minister since Pinlin has allowed us. We got four. When I was growing up at that time, we used to say we had 250,000 people in the country.
Yeah.
Now I hear we got 400-some thousand. I believe we got more Haitians in this country than the Amish. I believe that.
No, man.
I say, you don't have a count on it. You don't know how much you got in Abaco.
I looking now forward.
You don't know how much you got in Abaco.
Sparky.
You don't know how much you got in Bahamas and all these shanty towns. We don't know. There's no count.
Sparky, I know for a fact that the government has been conducting a census all year. All year. Still going on. So I look forward at the end of the year to get the census report, and then we can see if we really don't know.
But we don't even know how much in our schools.
Yeah, we know what in the schools. We know what in the schools.
No, we don't know. We know
exactly what in the schools. Because you got to register.
When we find out, I can tell it like it is, and you better talk it like it is.
There's
12 million people in Haiti. If 1 million Haitians come to the Bahamas, they don't overthrow us. Hello?
I hear you, brother. I hear you loud.
One out of 12 million.
We ain't letting that much come in the Bahamas. We ain't letting that many people
come. Wait a minute. We got ministers of doggone immigration with selling doggone Matang.
Nah, you can't say that. You ain't know they selling.
Yeah, they selling.
No, hold on. Sparky, I can't let you do that. Sorry, Sparky. I got to cut you. Can't let you do that. Now, you got minister who give citizenship in the church. You can say that. But you can't say you're selling, because I ain't going to let you say that. Because I can't approve that, and when I got to go to court, you ain't coming to pay my bail, and you ain't coming to pay my fine. Sparky, and I love you to death, but I ain't going to let you do that, brother. Call you on the air.
Hello. Hello. Yeah?
Yes, yes.
Yes, good day.
Good day.
Yeah, I watch you. I listen to you and observe you. Misconstrued what Sparky said earlier.
Hold on. What I misconstrued?
Yeah, of dialoguing or communicating.
What did I say? What did I interpret him saying wrong? What did I do? Just be more specific and tell me what
he
exactly.
He just came on and corrected himself when you said, after he spoke, when you were talking, you said, Sparky was on the radio saying this or saying that about payments can afford land. And you know the truth is, payments cannot afford land in their own Bahamas anymore.
But see, it was
due to the fact that when a certain, because I don't know what names you could call or not call, but I don't know how to talk about, have a conversation and talk about situations, uh-huh. Then you can directly involve the suspect. So I won't call any names.
Fair enough.
But when a certain prime minister came into power, I remember my brothers and sisters and my dad used to sit around the table and they used to be talking about $7,000 and $10,000 and that was plenty of money to me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, but they were buying properties, right? By the time I became of age, that's after Finland came out of power, the properties were no longer $7,000, $8,000 and $10,000
and
$12,000. But they were $1,200,000 and not $1,200,000. $100,000, $200,000.
Okay.
Right? So Sparky does have a point. And you cannot neglect that fact.
I'm not neglecting that fact. Because what I can let you finish and then I can respond. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, okay. And then when I called you back because I couldn't remember exactly, I told you I understood your point. When you said I was wrong for men calling a different country's name.
Yeah,
but it was called you, and then you said me, and you had an argument. Me and you never engaged in a disagreement because I agreed with you.
Fair enough.
But it was the callers that called in and started talking about the Constitution, and I begged to differ with them.
All right,
saying that they're neglecting all the other constitutions or constitutional rights we have, and they just decide.
I hear you. Hello? That ain't us this time, right? Okay, that ain't us this time. Sparky really needs to text. Sparky really needs to find other things to do rather than call the talk shows repeatedly to complain. I can let Sparky call in on. Mr. Lang would never have Sparky for two or three times on the show. All right, Mr. Lang does it his way. I do it a little differently, and I take that criticism. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. No, Pearly, these real estate companies here are driving up the cost of land in the Bahamas, especially since they linked up with U.S. real estate companies like Better Homes and Berkshire Hathaway. It's pure greed. True, we would be absolutely shocked at the numbers. 150K is very accurate. How can you census people who hide? I know people hiding, but I wasn't saying we're gonna have accurate. I said we're gonna have an idea. Let me rephrase. We're gonna have an idea where we at, and then I know people who do in the census, who actually going door to door, and people have been hiding, and they have been having to go back and work and say, listen, we ain't care where you from. We just need to have ideas of what's going on. So I understand your point, Texter. Hey, Pearly, stop letting the same people keep calling back. Give other callers time to call. Mr. Producer looked at me and said, okay. Typical Bahamian Pearly, they want you to give them the land. They must educate themselves, but no, some of them want white-collar jobs and don't have the level of education needed. Then they complain, start. We all cannot live out west, but they should start keeping everywhere they live clean. Pearly, Android, bring crab to Nassau. What do Freeport and Nassau bring to any island? Andres, sorry, I guess that's spell check. Pearly, Andres, bring crab. Listen. Andres, bring crab, and that's all. I'm not saying, and the caller, and I wanted to comment on what that caller said, but I can take a break because I want to say this right. So let me take this quick, our first break for the hour. And when I come back, I got something to say, Mr. Caller, in reference to buying land in New Providence. This is Pearly holding on at Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if
Shop early at Janae's Chesapeake Road annual back-to-school sale going on now. Get up to 20% off on all school items in stock. Yes, all school items in stock. Shirts, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, school neckties, fee shorts, and a variety of colors and school monograms. Shop early, and don't miss out at Janae's Uniform Center Chesapeake Road's annual back-to-school sale going on now. Remember, we go everywhere. Beat the rush and save, save, save at Janae's annual sale now.
Come celebrate Independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Enjoy a flame-grilled beef patty topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, and our special tropical sauce on a brioche bun. Served with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation fit to celebrate every year. Top off the Independence celebrations with our new Guava Sundae or frozen guava lemonade. Our Independence King Combo and treats are available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity.
It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it.
My sales increase, and I can track my earnings.
Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today.
Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good for
you. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
And we're back. Z Live, Guardian Radio 96.9. Call in lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, Family Islands 242-300-5720, and the text line powered by BTC 422-4796. Now, you can take this call and then I can make my comment. Call you on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening, my brother? All is well.
Right here, man. You're doing a spectacular job. That's why I commend to call it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. You did a very spectacular job, and you know.
Thank you.
Don't let nobody, you know. Now you talking about the land, right?
Uh huh.
The land price went up under Ingram administration. That's when it. When he moved the ARC off.
Immovable Properties Act or something like that?
You're right.
Okay.
And it starts to creep up like 15,000, you know, 20,000 and under that administration. And now out of whack. Now, and you're right what you said. You have Bahamians can afford land. You got Bahamians got land in gated communities. You know.
Yeah.
What we call gated community, they go for different prices, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 and things. So Bahamians can afford that. And you got some Bahamians who can afford $20,000. Now, yeah, it's gone down before that. You could have gotten a piece of property like in Bel Air. You could get a piece of property for about $6,000.
Okay.
You know? So it varies. But Bahamians can afford it. And then what you said about the hotel. No, government can't run the hotel. That's been proven. No, government can't run the hotel.
That's been
right
proven.
Now.
I agree with you 100%. I support government diversifying and getting out of plenty of stuff. I had no problem getting them out of BTC. No problem with that at all. And I think that we should get more private sector. I think it ups the value of the company, and it gives us better. Isn't BTC a lot better than it was when the government owned it? Outright?
See, first of all, now.
But there's a matter of opinion. Some people may disagree with me on that. But in terms of the technology that it offers, is a lot better than it was when before them fellas bought it.
BTC was one of the best in the hemisphere.
I don't know
BTC
about that.
Had,
I don't
no,
know
no,
about
I,
that.
I'm telling you.
Okay, all right. In the hemisphere? You know, the hemisphere include all of North America.
Yeah.
Okay.
They was very, very on top of the ball game.
Okay.
And
okay.
BTC was undersold.
You think
so?
BTC,
the value about at least $500 million, maybe more than that. The people come. But
that's debatable.
I'm telling you.
That
the
was debatable.
Come.
I heard that argument at the time of the sale, and I heard different arguments as well.
Yeah. Now, listen to this. The people come,
spend little debts, the BDC for nothing. See, let me say this to you, Willie. If you have a house, and I come to you, or let's say you have an apartment business, and I come to you and I say, boy, I want to get into that business with you. Now, you know that's profitable. How are you going to end up and taking and I owning? I come to you as a stranger and I own 51%.
Go ahead.
I think you should, you want to get in the business with me, you should own maybe 40%. You see my point? Because I'm the one who got that business established.
Yeah, you have the business established in one side of it, but what that company that came in brought is the buying power of BTC improved in terms of able to upgrade, so now we can have Android phone, iPhone, and all that stuff. So they're able to get a lot of more equipment because of the company that then bought into it a lot quicker, a lot easier. And it also opened it up for competition. See, I don't believe in this. I mean, I love the two telephone companies. I love that.
Yeah, but listen what I can say.
And I love that BTC has got cable. BTC, and I love all of that.
BTC was run very well by Bahamians. When the prime minister said, if he let Bahamian run, he'd run it under the ground. That was a bunch of lies right there.
I ain't gonna row because my ma spent 42 years in BTC. So I got to say yes to that point. But I also said that BTC was run with no competition at all. Only one place you could get a phone. Only one place you could get a cell phone at the time. But only one place you could get internet. All that was BTC. So that had to make plenty of money because everybody had to use it.
It was value more than, okay, let me go to another scenario. It was value more than what it was sold for.
Okay.
If you say sell it, it's value more. But I can say it to you this way.
All right.
If I own something, I own this nice car,
uh-huh,
and you come to me and say, man, I can give you $3,000 for this car.
Uh-huh.
And I know my car value about $5,000. Come on. That's what I'm looking at. And on top of that, you said your people, see, BTC was running it in themselves, you know.
They were
doing good.
I hear you. But like I said, there was no competition at the time.
You could have bring another company and leave BTC alone. You could have done it that way.
And how it is now? We have another company.
We have another company, but don't forget now, you sold BTC to another company. And that killed BTC. All the people come and squeeze it, and then they end up getting $1 billion for BTC.
I had a friend. Go ahead.
And then another point I wanted to brought up, this liable point, which in you was correct. You cannot say something which you cannot stand it. If I go on there and say, boy, Pearly is a thief, well, he can sue me.
Exactly.
You know? Because I can't prove Pearly is no thief. So
there's some things you could call me now, but that's one you can't call me.
I'm saying
there are some things that you can call me, but not that thing.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I go on in public on the radio and say that about you. Man, you could sue me, die, kingdom come.
My whole lawyer team is going to call you tomorrow.
You know? So again, you know, we have these people who, you know, we got a substantial thing. They just can't jump up and say something, but you cannot substantiate.
Understood.
You're right with that, and you have to protect yourself on your radio station.
I tell people, that house I got, the bank, the only thing I own is my name and my reputation, and I can protect that.
I may call you back, because, you know, we didn't talk about the sport, so.
That's fine.
I leave you to David.
Appreciate the call. We got another call coming on the line, but I can say this. I had a friend that once said to me, if you got a building that is appraised at $1 million, but you can't get $1 million for it, what it worth? Call you on the air.
Lee, calling back again. Your previous caller, he was on to something there. You know, first and foremost, BTC in many Bahamian estimation has been an entity that we don't, like I said before, we have not received true value for what BTC is really worth. But from another standpoint, we have to look at it in terms of national security. Yes, we heard about the U.S. have the ability to monitor and record calls coming from the Bahamas, even through cell phones. But the bottom line here is having a foreign entity own a very pivotal infrastructure in your country. It borders on national security issues. And
How? See, I hear that argument. I heard that argument before, right? And see, and let me tell you why I asked how. We're a country that rely on foreign direct investment. So if we bring a foreign company in that buys into the radio, into the TV, sorry, into the telephone company, how does that affect national security?
You're buying in, but you're not owning. Okay? They own the infrastructure. And like I said, the conversation back then was that they got more for the bank than what the Bahamian people have received. Let me give you a classic example. Bahamas right now has a cable that runs between the Bahamas and I think is Vero Beach, Florida, that links us to Florida.
Yeah.
We also have another cable that runs from here direct to, I think they said, if my memory serves me correctly, is it Haiti? I think link.
I think so.
Okay, so with those two very vital links, you don't think that what we got for the company as a people is far below the value of what the company is really worth?
I'm not disputing. I'm not arguing over the value because then I've heard different stuff. But you're saying national security. So I'm saying
Let me
say
this.
Let's say we sold it for $10 and we say it weighed $100. We sell it for $100. It's the same issue of national security that you bring in. Better we sell it for less money or plenty money. Isn't that so?
The thing is, a lot of Bahamians believe that BTC should have never been sold.
And I'm one to disagree.
Well, I'm just saying out here.
That's fair enough.
Because what it is basically, poorly, to be honest, the perception is it appears that we as Bahamians cannot manage, we cannot own, we cannot bring on the higher levels of not just technology, but we can't manage what we have in this country as Bahamians.
I didn't look at it like that. I look at it as us affiliating ourselves with a telecommunication powerhouse that gave us better buying power. We gone from BlackBerry and pushing the number one, the number two keyboard three times to get to B or C, to V60s, the V70s, the Nokias, to iPhones, to Androids. That happened right away. That's my opinion, and I'm saying I respect how some people didn't want to sell it, and I didn't get an argument with that. But I also thought it was better for the company that it was sold. But, that's just my.
Well, let me close on this one point. Think for a second that under with all of the advances that, and I'm now going to talk about our Bahamian brother who is the leader in technology from a lot of our standpoint. One, Leon Williams. You don't think that Leon Williams actually was on the cusp of really moving this company to a level greater than where he had already propelled the company to?
My brother Leon is a very capable man, did a fantastic job. I was working for a certain company, right? Government-owned company.
Uh-huh.
And I was told, we're not going to renew your contract. Why is that? We decided to go in a different direction. You're doing a fantastic job. You're a great asset to the company, but we decided to go to a different direction. And I say all that to say that while I agree that Mr. Williams is doing a fantastic job and everything, maybe his philosophy in terms of the management wasn't the same as the company, and they decided to go in a different direction.
Well,
that's all I'm saying to that point. Because he's very capable.
I can accept that from you, Leon, but the perception, Pearly, but the perception out here is, the general perception out here is, they come with this concept about believing Bahamians.
Yeah.
When a consummate Bahamian like that was removed totally from the front lines of that company, it has a ripple effect in the people that obviously believe in Bahamian, the slogan, is not believing Bahamians in reality or actuality here on the ground, and I'm talking about a consummate professional, not just through talk, but through action. This man has proven himself. Why was he totally removed?
I understand, but I got two more callers on the line.
Yeah, man.
And I appreciate your call. No problem. Caller, you on the line? What's happening? All right, I get, you got to be a little patient with me now, callers. I know I let them run on a little long. I can get this thing down back eventually, but be a little patient with me, okay? Call you on there.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing, Burley?
I'm pretty good, my brother. What's happening?
Everything's going, man. Interesting.
Nah, done. Yeah. I mean, you were wrong. Go ahead, brother. Let's go.
Nothing wrong.
What's happening?
I think a debate, but not around.
Yeah. I from Chip and Arms. So I call it debate route, okay?
All right, good stuff with that. And good stuff, Vetterline, with the youths over there in Atlanta, giving them that exposure.
Yes.
Providing them with the opportunity to see the world and to experience business and how commerce works.
Fair enough.
On a global scale.
Yes.
Which would open their minds and their hearts to realize their own personal potential.
Amen.
Or the best of their potential.
Amen. So what you got to say, Andon? What you calling to put me in my place on?
Into the conversation on BTC.
Uh-huh.
As well as on land, right?
All right. And, let's start with BTC. What you saying with BTC?
Okay. Well, we were operating on the latest technology. As a matter of fact, when BTC was sold,
Blackberries.
We were a cutting edge company.
Blackberries.
Even at that time when BTC was sold.
Blackberries.
And the government had just invested hundreds of millions of dollars into upgrading BTC's infrastructure to provide the opportunity for it to continue to upgrade with the latest of technology in the telecoms world.
And I'm sure you 100% correct on that at that time.
Yeah, I'm quoting the former president who was the person that led that upgrading of BTC at the time, none other than Mr. Leon Williams.
Okay.
As well as now deceased former Minister of Works and Utilities, also former chairman for BTC, Mr. Bradley Roberts, former cabinet minister.
All right.
Right? And so I know I'm not wrong. As a matter of fact,
No. I can't say you know you're not wrong. You know that you're quoting what they had to say. You know they weren't right.
Well, because I would have also done research.
I'm saying that because I heard other things as well.
So, I would have also done research based on what they would have explained
to you
for my own edification.
Fair enough.
And so, BTC was on the cutting edge, and BTC was just preparing to expand its customer base, as the previous caller was stating, where we established the fiber connective line to Haiti, and I'm going through the U.S., I think even up through Canada. My memory serves me correct on that.
One. Okay, I hear what you're saying on that. I can go ahead quickly because I got two other callers plus.
BTC was also a cash cow. It was the number one cash cow at that time for the government.
Because there was no competition.
Government needed a bailout.
Competition. Company. It was no competition. It was by itself. So it would become a cash cow.
I agree. And the next point.
On land. Huh? The next point on land, what you saying?
Right. And as it relates to land in our country, and the callers were absolutely correct when the former Prime Minister, Hubert Ingram, took office. And he removed the Immovable Property Act, which prevented foreign entities or agencies or companies from being able to buy behemoth land in bulk. That is what was maintaining the cost of land at affordable prices for behemoths. But when he removed that prohibition and allowed them to access land in our country and allowed them to buy land in droves, throughout our country, which then not only speaks to land prices today, but they also control the pace, the swiftness, and the cost at which we will experience present, not too distant, and future developments in our country.
So let me ask you this question then. Your people in charge, what they can do to fix that then?
Well, I was just about to come to that point, which is why I'm so happy to see that Prime Minister Davis, as Minister of Finance, along with his Minister of Economic Affairs, Minister of State for Finance, Minister Halkidis, along with the Financial Secretary, Mr. Wilson, has thought it necessary to apply pressure on foreign land owners with the taxation that they have implemented upon them, because that will force
them. Anton, I got two other callers, but that ain't forcing the price of land to go down. They only going after them to collect the taxes on what they own.
No, Pearly. I mean, this is a discussion that we would need to unfold over a period of time, but I'll just put it to you this way. If you have land, prime land, that you can sit on for the next 20 years in this country, that prime land in your hands will continue to appreciate and appreciate to a point where certainly the average and everyday behemoth will not be able to afford it. But if you are forced to sell that today, and not wait for the land around you to continue to develop its appreciation and high prices, then it at least puts it in the air of the average and everyday behemoth to possibly be able to afford. It at least gives you a fighting chance to possibly be able to afford it, and not have land hoarders who will sell you land at exorbitant prices that only the wealthy can afford to buy in our own country, which is nonsense.
All right, Anton. Thank you very much, my brother. Next call. Carly on the air. I tell you to be a little patient with me, you know. Carly on the air. Carly, you are on the air.
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Right there, brother. What you saying?
Let's see. Anton might have been guessing, but I ain't guessing.
Okay.
I spent 30 years at Patelco. We put in 22 brand new power plants. We wasn't sure why we was doing it. We was upgrading. We was to the top of the line cutting technology. Leon Williams was the best thing Patelco ever had, even to the point that when they privatized, they call him back. Okay. But you know what it was? You know what it was, Pearly? We got to call it what it is. Special interest in the other company that was moving about. Special interest destroyed Patelco. Now, we had our faults. Yes, we did. Some of the white boys that came to in the Lucha and stuff to put, to what got the lead jobs to put down the brand new power plants, Patelco had to send them back. You know why? Because us, the little black boys, what they say, you know what to do? Had to show them what to do.
I hear that.
So don't ever say we wasn't leading technology. You see what Patelco is now?
I didn't say it was leading technology. I said we was on BlackBerry. That's all I said.
That's all right. We could have gone there wherever we wanted to go, Pearly.
Okay.
But special interest know what they was going to do with that company.
I got you, my brother. Thanks for calling, my brother. Appreciate it. Caller, next caller. You're on the air. How you doing today? Okay. I tell you to be patient with me. I'm a rookie, you know. Be patient with me. Text up. Okay, we got to go. We're going to take our break. But I'm going to read these texts quickly. The government needs to sell BPL. They don't know how to manage it. So sell it. I'm sure things will be better if they do. We definitely don't want to hear the PLP idiot. I can do that to my friend. Prices are so much better now that we got rid of BTC monopoly. We want to force Bahamians or foreigners to sell their land. And Anton talking nonsense unless he's saying his government is going to reverse the real estate laws. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we have a quick wrap-up, and then we'll be gone out of here for the 4 o'clock hour and Naughty's coming on. When we come back, let's take this one caller quick, and then we'll take our break. That's okay with you, Mr. Producer? I know you in charge. Go ahead, caller.
I spent 19 years...
Sparky! Man, you don't talk to me 3 times, man. Spike, I got other people waiting to call. I know where you spend. I understand what you do, brother. But you could talk tomorrow, Spike. Yeah, I do apologize, but we got to talk tomorrow. I'd rather take the next caller. Forgive me, Sparky. Good afternoon, caller. Come in.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Everything good. You got to go quick because I'm running out of time.
Let me ask you a question. If you take away the sales service from Patelco, what Patelco value?
What do you mean if I take away the sales service?
Let's take away the sales phone market.
They got the TV and they got the internet.
Okay, you believe Patelco could compete with Alive and
trying to get me in trouble. I have.
What I'm saying is right. Let's look at BEC.
They have fiber.
We all know BEC is garbage. Introduce competition to BEC, and you hear and you will see the difference in BEC. So Patelco needed that competition. Patelco needed that sale.
I agree with the sale, and I think it all best for the country. It's all best for the country.
My only issue with that sale, they should not have sold the infrastructure. But as far as I can say, sell BEC, sell Patelco, I'll even sell the police.
Okay.
Look at the government agency.
I hear you. We got to go.
I'll even sell some of them MPs and all.
Thanks for calling in. It's been a fun show today. Big and us can go into the break and into the 4 o'clock news. So it's been really fun. Interesting. I'm learning. I took some blows. But we can get better tomorrow. And we can have some fun again tomorrow. See you tomorrow. This has been Z Live on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This has been Pearly filling in for Zhivago. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the texts. And especially thank you for my sponsors. We'll see you tomorrow.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
It's showtime.
Yeah. Tell them the name they say is running the game.
It's time to attend the Michael Scootery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic game. Nightly at the Hope Center, Monday, July 24th to Friday, July 28th. Then join us for our family night on Sunday, July 30th. 5 p.m. until at the Kendall Isaacs Gymnasium. Featuring all our championship games.
King and his game.
The Mr. Shipman three-point shootout. The IHOP slam dunk contest. And the game between the clergy.
Hallelujah.
Versus the politicians.
It's going to be epic, epic.
Taking the game, the game's mine.
Sponsored by Radio House Outreach. This event is powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation. Peace on the Streets 2023.
Being an investor has its benefits. Like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF margin loan at rfgroup.com.
The car?
I ain't mash the car. The lady run into me mash the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
Christmas,
the kids are going back to school. So pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.